Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to Nahar Torah, the Nida series. We're on shir number 14. We're on our seventh shir of Kesamim. We're going to deal with colored clothing, Kesem, which is found in colored clothing. Give some examples in B'siyata D'Shmaya, finish Hilchos Kesamim. So, today, with regards to colored clothing, and just sorry, before we start this shir, should be b'schus the chayelim haktoshim who are shomer al artzenu, the Hashem should be magin alem, just like they are magin on us. Wherever they are, they should go in b'shalom, they should conquer, they should win their war, and they should come back b'shalom. Now, the Mechaber paskins that if a woman finds a kesem yoser mi kegris, right, a kesem which is larger than a kegris, which would make her tmeya on a colored garment, then she can be meikel and be tahora because she cannot identify the color. This goes back to our requirements of what makes a woman nida. And we said that the blood has to be the right color. So the Mechaber is paskening lekula that even though the kesem is larger than a kegris, which would regularly make her tmeya, since it's on colored clothing and we cannot properly identify the color of the blood, she's going to be mekel and tahora. So practically speaking, regarding colors, we are mekel for all colors except white and off-white, meaning if the clothing is white or if it's off-white and there's a kesem, which is larger than kegris on it, she's going to be tmeya. However, if it's yellow, or if it's blue, or if it's black, or red, and then she finds a color, what's it called on it, and she finds a kesem, she's going to be tahora. Now, so therefore, the Ramah gives us some practical advice, and he paskins that when a woman is tahora, she should wear colored underwear in order to save her from kesamim. This is a good klal. This is fantastic. Again, it's so good, we'll repeat it. The Ramah paskins that when a woman is tahora, okay, when she's not in nida, she should wear colored underwear in order to save her from kesamim, which could be problematic, as we've learned. Now, I want to get to an interesting conversation here about striped underwear. Okay, there are some underwear, some women's underwear that has stripes on them, different patterns. So let's specifically go through three opinions of striped underwear. We're gonna start with the middle opinion. The middle opinion is Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he brings down from the Shoot Mil Tzedakah, who says that if she has a gris only on the white part of the underwear, so it's white and then black and white and black, so if she has a gris only on the white part, or even half a gris on each side of the black stripe, then we look at the kesem as one gris and she's tameh. Otherwise, if it's not like this case, she's going to be tahora. However, if you have a shear with tziruf of the color, meaning the blood that's on the stripe, then she's going to be tahora. Then she's going to be tahora. So meaning if you're going to use tziruf, but the tziruf is coming from the blood that's on the black stripe, she's going to be tahora. This is the middle opinion. The most machmir opinion is the Chofetz Das. The Chofetz Das says that we're mitztaref all of the blood together. If it's on the white, if it's on the black, it doesn't matter. She's tahora, she's tmeya. Why? What's the reasoning? The reasoning says it doesn't take a genius to notice. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing, but it doesn't take a genius to notice that a red spot and then a black stripe and then a red spot. There's also red in the middle. It's common sense. The last opinion is the most mekel comes from the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek says that the black stripe divides the kesem into two separate kesamim. So if she finds the kesem on each side of the black, then we can be mekel. Now, most paskin, like Rabbi Akiva Eger, the middle shita. However, the Shevet Halevi and Rav Moshe Feinstein paskin, like the Chofetz Das, lechumra, that were mitzaref. But Rav Moshe does explain that in a Shas Dechak, one can rely on Rabbi Akiva. We're going to on Rabbi Akiva Eger. Rabbi Akiva Eger, again, because this is really how he paskin, we're going to say it again. He brings down and says that if she has a gris only on the white part, or even half a gris on each side of the black stripe, then we're going to look at it as one gris, and she's going to be Tameya. Otherwise, if there's not a gris to combine from both sides, she can be Tahora. However, if you have a shear of Siruf with the color, with the black stripe, meaning if you have some on the white, some on the black, and enough on the other white, and some on the black to make it all together to be larger than the gris, she's going to be Tahora, because we cannot use that black stripe, we're going to be Mekel. So with this, Baruch Hashem, we have finished Hilchos Kesamim, and Bezrat Hashem, in the next year, we're going to start something very interesting, which is Vestos. Hatzlocha Rabbah Lekulam.